This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's 8 minutes after 12 and you are listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. This is the Hlanganani Midday Show with Princess G, your favorite on-air bestie. And I've got two amazing, I did say, Uguti, we have like a menu. And this is more like it dessert, as you know, it dessert of our menu. And we've got two amazing guys in studio right here with me. Actually told me, because I knew, I could feel it in my gut, Uguti, Kamalai, King Kosiam, been pronouncing it wrong the entire time. Yes. Yeah, so it's Kid of Motorola.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then we've also got to get, was an A-lister last year on our show, or Calvin S.A. Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to MET Radio.
How are you? Ninjani.
Yeah,
100%. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I mean.
Yes, ma'am. Ah. Yes, ma'am. So... So before we go into our little fun game, yes. we're going to play a little bit. I want to see how well you guys know each other. Mm-hmm. Who's most likely to? Before we go into that.
Let me take off my glasses.
Yes, please, please. Yeah. Before we go into that, because I know Umuntu Olalele is going to ask themselves, who are these people? Mm-hmm. So, Calvin, you were here just a while back. But let's start with Yabo. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Dumengand.
Oh.
Dumengand.
And I'm also like from here, Umlazi, like Gavi. Like sense of music and all the stuff about being supporting like the community and all about like going to like shows and like support some shows up and like a sense of like about thing because like we were struggling with the senses into party election, like they just like put us together and like was born with Nama talent and then Satlanganisa. And we like so ham and then got so Wednesday and was a little bit feel and I'm playing.
Okay, cool. And Calvin, I was called Mozagonja. Who are you?
Okay, Mina, I'm Calvin, aka the Top Chef. Like I'm Monga, it's Calvin Tele from Mlazi, producer and artist. Like a mixture of music, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not really an hip hop artist. I'm just an artist, an overall artist, you know?
Okay.
So I just make people happy.
You just make people happy. Yeah. I like that. So we're gonna go into who's most likely to. I'm just gonna keep it short, 3 questions, Pela, and then we're gonna go back into the interview. So first question, let's start with an easy one. Who is most likely to forget their best friend's birthday?
I think it's about two.
No, two. You are most likely to forget.
Because I'm buzzing manje. I don't think
you
are.
You don't know.
I remember,
yeah, it's like yo, still same day ning. We could scream day ning. Yeah, so like yeah. So I call. I'm not going to like yo. That's the first time when I'm trying to put them. I will.
We're all responsible.
Yes. And you best friends, right?
Yeah.
I'm judging you guys. I don't know how you can be best friends and not know simple things like I'm a birthday. Do better. Okay. Who's most likely to never get married?
I got the answer for it. So
yeah.
I think it's my brother.
Oh my gosh, he's a player.
I'm not a player.
Nah, yeah,
I'm not a player.
You just you don't see yourself like
committing. I'm not a player.
Okay,
yeah. I'm not a player.
It's not. I'm not a player.
I keep it P. Not a player.
Okay. Okay. Last one, a little bit spicy. Who is most likely to ask for advice but never take it? They ask for advice, but they'll never take it.
Advice from who? Like
between the two of you, who is most likely to ask for advice? But then Gafana, you will give him advice, but he's not going to take it.
Okay. My honest opinion, abang, because my advice is just look na one music stuff.
So then, should see it's none of you then.
Yeah, like it's none of us because. Yeah. Yeah. We just like gonna do it, but yeah. Yeah. Mostly from my advice is for music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. No.
The song is the two of us. Yeah.
I like that. That means you guys have like a really good friendship.
Hi everyone. My name is Cool Star. Hi. I'm actually from Kavi.
Yeah.
I live with my brothers here. Mm-hmm. Also, we're part of the music industry as well.
Yes.
I do actually have a featured song with the kid of Motorola from his tape, Wishes on Distractions, called Tripping on Us. So to answer that question
yes.
about honesty.
Yeah.
These guys are lying.
Oh,
wow. So when it comes to the music, music advice.
Yeah.
He would ask advice from him and he would relay it over. But when it comes to life, man, these guys, they don't even listen to it at all. They just, it's like a banana split without the Ultramel or anything like that.
Wow.
Straight. It's just banana.
I like your honesty. About when you are the true friend.
I'm the true friend between the two, both of them. Yeah.
But to ask him, this guy's like being disappeared.
Hey, Musukaz.
Like, the last time he was with us, like, Mus, we talked in the studio. It's been like a year now.
It's actually been like 8 months, but it's all right. Because I'm always like busy, you know. I'm actually trying to like clean up my tape for the V album. It's actually coming soon. No one actually knows about it, but
I know.
But he knows, both of them know about it because he was the one that actually co-produced the tape. He was the one that fully produced the tape. So shout out to them. These guys are actually a major inspiration in my life, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Especially the kid of Motorola. He was the one that actually like took me out of my comfort zone and made me who I am today. Like the tape that I am going to release is actually a hand coming from him, mostly.
Sure.
You know, so shout out to him. He's our next uprising superstar, but I don't want to take any credit for anything that he has done for me because he's the one that made me who I am today.
Wow, that's amazing. You just answered the question because I was about to ask guys, are there any like upcoming projects or releases that we should keep an eye out for?
Yeah.
From the both of you.
Okay. There was a project, it was called
It's New World Order.
The New World Order. Mm. So what happened was, we recorded like plenty of songs, like more than 20. The Ningile Zangoma, and some of them were lost. Then we decided to go to Scully Pants. Like we record the whole process, processing thingy and stuff. Manje, we're going to release it like maybe next year. Next year? I don't know.
Probably like necessarily like as soon as
next year. Mm.
So, and a project, like for this year, I released like 4 or 5 projects already. Next year, I'm going to drop 2. Over mine, you have like joint projects. I'm an artist like from Tanzania. And I think the guy is from Cameroon, if I'm not mistaken. Cameroon.
Exciting stuff. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Tanzania.
International. International. Yes.
I know the vibe.
Wow, that's super cool. I will look out for that. We will look out for that. So now shifting Amakia to the high school tour. I mean, your friend just mentioned, Uguti, you guys are inspirational. You know, you're inspirational and you are from here, Vele, in the community. Mlazi.
We're going to go to Bagasbun yet.
Underline the yet part. Yeah, well. So we're also an institution of students. We're very big on high school students, students in general, young people, because we're the future.
Yes.
So tell us about this high school tour. What can we look out for? And also, what is like the objective of it, Vele? What are you trying to achieve? What impact are you trying to create?
I can say, we just made like a mistake. On our high school tour, we just like, Sabange like Leonto Lake, Leonto Lake, like Sitabanga like late because realize it's okay. The time since it's when the school tour, see toilet, says one of okay. Like Abantu Abase calling like for now by a pile.
Yes.
And the attendance, it won't be like like it's won't be like usually because abanye baya like bahlala emakhaya bafunde and all the stuff so nje we just like decided to go to okay school so iqhubeka but next so yenza like kahle we just like see ukuthi like kunyako za it's like the best thing so yenza ngayo so hamba like school tours like full time.
Is there any idea perhaps which schools that you are targeting in particular? Or you can't say yet because it's still underway.
Yeah.
You don't want to like...
That's a shock and jar, yeah, because so raise my hopes.
You guys do need to come back then when you actually have confirmed the name of the school.
Surely.
So one last one, hey. Before I let you guys go, for someone who's listening, who, because we know there's a lot of people who are probably studying, doing a degree, doing a diploma, but they have a deep passion for music. And I believe personally, it takes bravery and courage to pursue your dreams or your passion.
Yes.
And I always, not that I'm being biased, but I always refer to us in the black community because it's very hard educating our parents about such things. Yeah, takes a lot for them. Yeah. As much as, yes, they see celebrities, but for them to really understand. So that's what makes ukuthabanya abantu bayibalekele bangafuni ukuba involved.
Yeah.
Yabo. So what advice would you give that person?
Okay.
You know.
Okay, mangicabanga mina. Okokuqala kodwa kumele ngimention ukuthi abazali they are a bit skeptical because ngasemakithi.
Yeah.
Akekho umuntu osekwa like osekwa duma like as an artist, like a producer or a DJ. Even though bekhona abakhona like kuma cameras there's reflections abangase like from the same hood.
Yeah.
Sakhula sonke. Even though bebadala kunampas sakhula sonke yabo. Kodwa akekho who is big as my favorites abo like abo Ringo because bona bazo Ringo kama olid bona ngasekhaya they see doctors they see
engineers, teachers,
all the stuff most of you guys I want to make music I want to be a producer I want to be like a DJ or photographer or whatever bazo like it was how kanjani man
yeah
ubase kombona wenza lento because election sikholela kule nto le wasibak le nto. So yeah, but it's a bit tough.
Yeah, it is.
But it's. I feel like it's different at the same time because mina, I feel like my mother is like really supportive. She's like supporting me like in everything I do, and she won't like turn me down on my music, even though she doesn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Because the abazali they got their own genre. But see. She's like keeping it cool with me because at the end of the day, he look kuzani. But seeing is but
seeing.
At the end of the day, so we have one and I go one. We have one and one. About song is peaceful at the at the end of the day.
I know you want to add.
So the best advice that I can give someone who's actually struggling in the. The music industry that's trying to like blow up and get like family support in terms of that. The only thing I could say to them, stay consistent. Don't stop, you know, because if you're going to continue making music, someone is going to hear you. And there was one thing that I saw actually on Twitter the other day. If they don't know it, they will know it. It's still new. Keep on dropping.
Yeah.
Wow. Fact.
You know, because even if that person doesn't know it and you've released a song when back in 2019, someone is actually going to find that new to that person and is going to rotate it to a point where the friends of that person is actually going to keep on spazzing it. And then after spazzing it, a whole lot of people are going to spazz it. Now imagine you dropping a tape in 2023 and people are still jamming on your 2018 stuff, you know?
Like the song Air Calvin that we're going to go into.
Exactly. And the funny thing about that is that he doesn't like the song. It is so shameful. He doesn't like the song, but it's a banger. Imagine.
Yeah, but it's like as an artist, we just like make the song now. And people gonna vibe for it for some couple of months, no matter for years. And Tina, we just like bounce. We just like make another thing. Sunday you taste.
Very true. But Tina, as I'm a fan, we like timeless. Well, Mina, personally, let me speak for myself. I like timeless music. That's why I like old school music. Mm-hmm. Music has to be timeless for me personally.
Yeah.
So that's
if I
how.
Can shift the interview.
Yeah.
What is your favorite artist? Who is your favorite artist?
You, Sana. You're putting me on the spot. Do I have a favorite? I have to have a favorite.
You have to. We love music.
Okay, let me just say on the spot, Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's very typical, I know, guys. Keys. Very, very typical. Very typical. Mm-hmm. 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 My piano. I feel like I'm a very deep person. Not that I don't like hip hop or my piano. My favorite. Hey, okay, Jeleg.
Like the likes of Alicia Keys, Wizard of Dilly, Erykah Badu.
Chakrahan vibes.
Abo Lauryn Hill. Abo, not really Adele, because Adele is too.
What? Too my Coco vibes.
Yeah, it's too matured. Not matured. Too matured. But I slab and Abo Erykah Badu. Basha the Abo. Yes,
thank you so much. I've had so much fun with you guys. I wish you could stay forever, but unfortunately you can't. You are a vibe and you're amazing and you're an inspiration, man. Keep on.
Thanks.
Like, you know what you said, that's very, very true, because it's the same testament that I have with radio. My parents didn't get it at first, because obviously our parents are old school.
Yeah.
But they, so she's not letting this thing go. So we're going to eventually have to just,
old school. Yo, I know it's going to take days. Maybe say he's intentionally. What's in it?
No, by us, you know how, by us, it's because it's the truth. Yeah, it's the truth. But then, like you're saying, because I was consistent and bebebo nuguti, it's not just a hobby or it's not just into where I'm going to lose love for it. Like, I'm just wasting time. There's always, she's not letting go and she's taking this thing very seriously. Yeah. So they surely, like, there surely must be something about le into le. And at the end of the day, parents love you, man. They just want you to win. Even when they're concerned, it's just because they want you to win. Yeah, but if you keep going, they will eventually come around, yabo.
Yeah.
So that's for someone who's feeling discouraged. You could say, no, but they, my parents are just like, they'll come around. Trust me, they'll come around.
We're going to Jaguti society. Let's call it.
Yes.
That's a bit different.
You know, and also we have to educate them, because we must understand they're from a different time. Educate them, yabo, but educate, so they'll eventually. Yeah. Ikani. What
at the end of the day, that particular person who wants to reach their dreams and their goals, step out of your comfort zone, guys. It's very important to step out of your comfort zone. If you feel like everything is bad or anything like that, take a pair of earphones, put it in your ear, think about it, everything that you have in your problems in your life, convert that into a beautiful song, and trust me, you will not regret it.
Wow. Yeah. On that beautiful note, thank you so much, guys. Let's go into the music while music we take time. Pictures off air. It's Calvin Essay with
This is an MUT Radio podcast.